Hello?
Hi, is this Aldo?
Yes.
Hi, Aldo. It's Paul from Local Splash. How are you, sir?
Good. You?
I'm doing very well. I wanted to see if maybe we got a couple of minutes to get your account set up. I know you want us to get your business on the first page of Google. You got a few minutes?
Yeah.
Did you have any questions for me at this point?
Yes, because, listen, you know, it's almost it's November and December. It's going
right.
to be very cold. And
correct.
The problem is I can open for this month.
Yes.
But for the rest, I have until March, I have to keep it closed because I have some
perfect.
Jobs inside.
Yes. Yeah, so what we would do is we would put things on a seasonal hold. We don't charge you during that time or after the fact. Everything is just on a hold for you. And then, of course, we can shift the focus to interior construction and remodeling and things like that. But if you really just wanted to get it going for just this month and then put it on a seasonal hold after that, we understand that's going to be the case for a lot of our service-based businesses where weather will affect them. Now, we are well versed in that. We've obviously been doing this since 2004, so we know that a lot of our clients do put things on a seasonal hold, and you can absolutely do that. So like I said, we would just put everything on hold, the billing's on hold too, so you don't get charged while it's on a suspension. Now, obviously, it's Eleni Construction, and that is your last name, right, Aldo? A-L-E-N-I?
Sorry. The name of the company is my son's name.
Oh, Eleni. A-L-E-N-I Construction. And then did you want the LLC to appear in the branding of the business name or without the LLC? It's a personal choice, but we want it to be listed consistently the same way everywhere.
What do you recommend me?
I recommend to leave it off. If it were up to me, I would just leave off the LLC, but it is a personal choice. We just want to make sure that on all the directories that we create for you, it is listed the same way. So we would have it as Eleni Construction without the LLC, if that's okay.
Okay. Perfect.
And Aldo, your first name is A-L-D-O, and what is your last name? How do you spell that, sir?
Nella, N-E-L-A.
N-E-L-A, N like Nancy, right? Or Nick, not
yeah.
M like Mary. So N-E-L-A. And then, Aldo, what is a good email address for you or for your company? This is really more for us to contact you regarding your account, so
same
it can be a personal email.
Together.
Could you say that again?
Eleni Construction Together at gmail.com.
Okay, gotcha. So just pretty much the name of the business at gmail.com. That is perfect.
Yeah.
And then you're obviously service-based, so you go out to the customer and no one ever does come to you first, right? So there's not really an address that we would promote for your company?
No, I don't have any, because I always...
No brick and mortar. You always go out to the customer. I did see a physical address.
Information you can put 524 Elm Avenue, Richfield.
Elm, right, in Richfield, 07657. Okay, perfect.
Exactly.
Now, like I said, this would include a website. The website will build it, host it, maintain it, and update it, no additional cost. There's just the monthly cost has been reduced from $5.99 a month to a flat rate of $299.00. It would only bill once a month for that exact amount. In fact, I actually waived the setup fee that normally attaches to the first month. And that setup fee is because, again, it's Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce. We'll create almost 70 different directories for you. All of them are important to Google and Bing, and, of course, we'll do the website, too. So what I'm going to do now, there's a couple of things I need to do. I'll schedule a follow-up call from one of our technicians when you've got a little bit more time. Take about 25, 30 minutes. Could be the end of the day or maybe around noon if you're available at this time later today. But I also will read a voice verification. Although this will secure the listing for your company, it gets recorded through the computer and it attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is month to month, that we're including the website for you, that we are reducing that rate and that the rate will never go up. Okay. And then that first month's payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you, sir?
It's a Visa.
A Visa. And is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
Yes, my name.
your name,
company name.
Okay, and the company name too on the card. And then you said it was a Visa card, Aldo. Yeah. And that bill's at the 524 Elm Avenue, 07657.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay. So we can go ahead.
So it's a Visa. It should start with a 4. If you want to read that 4 digits at a time, I'll read that back to you at the end for accuracy.
Where is that number? Can you hear me, Paul?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you.
What did you ask me?
So let me do the voice verification for you. It does get recorded, but you can stop me if you want, if you have a question, if you want me to clarify my question. But for the billing information, you said it was going to be on a Visa card?
Yeah. Visa card.
Do you have that card with you?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you want to read that number 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat that back at the end.
So the number of the card you need, right?
Yes. Yes, correct, sir.
4563
mm-hmm.
31 0038 143156.
And then the expiration month and year?
11/26.
11/2026. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
710.
710. So I have 710 on the back of the card and November or 11/2026, the expiration. And then Aldo, was the card itself
45-63-31-00-38-14-31-56. Perfect. And, sure. 36. Yep.
Okay.
The number is 710, right?
Yeah, you said on the back 710, on the back of the card 710, and then 11/2026, the expiration.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really quick, let me get through the voice verification, and then I'll schedule the follow-up call with the client interview technician. So the voice verification reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Naylor, this part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your company as you want that to appear online?
Online Construction.
Perfect, and that's exactly how I have that. And then, Aldo, please state your name and the official title that you have within the company.
Aldo Nella.
And then you're the owner. You're the owner, operator, sole proprietor. Okay, and then as the owner of Eleni Construction, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your company, right? Of course, you make all the decisions for your business. And then for the billing information, that Visa card in your name ending 3156, you are then, of course, an authorized user in that account as well, right?
Yeah.
Of course. Now, although to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure your phone is ringing, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to both phone calls and emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. And, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yeah.
Of course, and as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do very well with this service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is a month-to-month service. The reason we ask is all of the content that we will be creating for your company. We certainly wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already, in fact, providing for your business. And of course, equally important or even more important is that we make sure that all of the business information for your company stays accurate and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know, although that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Perfect, perfect. And then we'll do what's called a NAPW audit, name, address, phone number, website. Of course, we'll make sure that no address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning. We do it periodically as well. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost, with the website included, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I'm actually waiving today, will be charged today, the 11th of November, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $299.00. Now, that is an exact amount. It'll... Oh, did you have a question?
Deduction fees, everything included, right?
Yes, that's exactly what I was going to say. The $299 is an exact amount. There's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. There's no lead generation fees whatsoever. The $299 is an exact amount, $299.00, and it will only go once a month for that amount. The website is included. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone. My company will incur the hard costs of running the paid Google ads on behalf of your business. This does also include content, like I said, on the different directories, voice-activated searches. We will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is also included at no additional cost, which again means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be sent to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 11th of the month and that same exact discounted rate of $299. And once again, although that rate will never go up on you. As it is a month-to-month service, completely at will, that does, of course, mean that you may absolutely discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it, too, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, and the service, like I said, can even be paused seasonally if necessary. All that we do ask to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would, in fact, contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, although, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Naylor, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I want to make sure something.
Sure, of course.
If I want to turn off I have to call 3 days before, right?
Well, yeah, because we want to prevent charges to your next month of billing, and we are closed on the weekend, so we do usually just say call 3 days before. So the billing date is the 11th, if you can think to call us the first week.
I have to call them any number or how we do it?
Yes. Yeah, let me give you the toll-free number. You'll also get this in writing, but if you've got a pen handy, I want to give you that number now.
I don't have a pen.
Okay. If you want to type it into your phone, you'll also receive it by way of email. So you'll get a confirmation email with our client support phone number on it as well. But if you've got...
everything, please.
So the client support phone number is 877-63... No, sure, no problem.
What's the number?
So it's 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. 356225, and then it's option one, or it's 6225. And then it's option one, or extension one for client support. Go ahead and read that back.
877-635-6225, right?
Correct. Yes, exactly. And then it's option one or extension one for client support. You can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern time. You can email the support team, of course, 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that next business day. You can email the support team, support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that by way of email in the next minute or so. You'll also receive an additional email. Yeah, sure.
The email, the first letter of Aleni Construction is small. It's not with a capital. Just to make sure.
You want it to be a lowercase a?
It is lowercase.
It is lowercase?
Yeah, the first letter is... Aleni Construction is the first letter is with lowercase, is not with a capital.
And that's how you want it to be? Because for branding of your business, it should always be capitalized. It looks more professional. It looks wrong if it's not capitalized. If the first letter of every word is not capitalized, it looks it doesn't look right on Google.
No, I'm saying for the email. I give you
I'm sorry. For the email. Yeah, for the email, that's not a problem. Yeah, I gotcha. The A is not capitalized on the email. I gotcha. Okay, I've made that change in our system. In the next minute or so, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system with our client support phone number and the email on there, the hours of operation as well. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. And although it is on the email, on the invoice email, that there's a link to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did. Just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by way of text message, okay? And depending on who your phone carrier is, you may even receive that that text message before you receive the email. But when you receive either the email or the text message, just let me know. I do want to walk you through a couple of things with that. The only other order of business on my end here is to schedule the follow-up call with one of our technicians. Again, you do not need to be in front of the computer for this particular phone call. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself usually takes about 25 or 30 minutes. Now, the earliest that we could get you in, the latest we could do today would be 6 o'clock. I don't know if you're available then. Would you be able to take a phone call at 6:30?
I cannot. Answer to.
So not at 6 o'clock.
Between 4 to 6, I'm available.
So would 6 o'clock work out for you at 6?
Absolutely.
6 o'clock today.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I'm so glad to hear that. So we will schedule it from 6 o'clock until 7 o'clock. The call will get to you just right a few minutes after 6,
okay.
And only take about 25 or 30 minutes, even though it's a 1 hour window. At 5 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email through our automated system that the call is scheduled at 6. I will, in fact, send you a calendar invite to your email address in just about a minute here. Now, did you receive either the text message or the email, the invoice email?
The text message, no.
You did not receive the text. Did you receive the email?
Sometimes
our... Yeah, it seems like...
A local support, right?
There's one that says, welcome to Local Splash. The other one should say Local Splash initial invoice. So the one that says, Dear Aldo, thank you for choosing Local Splash. The invoice is located below. And then it says, please click here in blue. The blue click here is hyperlinked. So not the welcome email, but the other one.
Where is the invoice, right?
Yeah, the invoice email. And then above where it actually has the invoice in the body of the email itself, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Excuse me. And then the blue words click here that are underlined. Click right on that, and it's going to take you to my.localsplash.com/terms. This is actually your client dashboard that you'll be using as well for your tracking and your reporting. So at the very top of that link, it says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Do you see that? And it says services.
Yeah, services.
Google My Business Optimization. Again, you're going to be verified and recognized on Google and Bing. The directory submissions, the 70 or so directories, the landing pages, your website. We're also doing Google Ads, etc. Now, the phone that we're speaking on, the 201-617-3636, that is a mobile number. Can you receive
Can I give the other one?
As long as you can receive text messages on there, then yeah.
Okay.
You can receive text messages on that number. And then at the very bottom, just above that line that goes all the way across where it says signature, there's a box just above that that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card that is, of course, in your name and the business name, since it is a card that you're authorized to use. We want you to click on that box right there. And then, I certify that I'm authorized. Yeah, click on that box. And then it's going to want you to either type in your first and last name. You can copy and paste it, but if you copy and paste it, just be careful to not include a space before or after. And then once you have your first and last name in that little box just below that, it's going to ask you to click on the confirm signature box. Now, that actually does a couple of things. Of course, it lets us know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost, waived the setup fee, that we've included the website. It also does allow us to verify that you're an active business in the local area and to do that NAPW audit to make sure that any information that you have online is accurate and consistent and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. Now, you will know that you are successful in doing that when it is asking you for a username and a password. Do you see that?
One more time. I have to click here to put my first name and my last name, right?
Yes. Click there and then either just type in first and last name or you can copy and paste it. But just click where it says sign and then type in first and last name.
Put it together, Aldonella on with the space.
With the space between, with the A and the N capitalized. It's case sensitive.
Okay. So now.
And then once you, and then click just below it where it says confirm signature.
I did.
And then it should be asking you for a username and a password.
Please accept. I did, but something is wrong. Confirm the signature.
Did you click on the box above that says I certify that I'm authorized, that one? You have to actually click on that box or it won't accept the signature.
Confirm the signature, right?
Yes, and just above that where
please
it says
where it says
I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card, did you click on that box? Above the line where it says signature.
Wow. Oh, username and password now.
Okay, so you did get it right. Okay. Yeah, so the reason it's asking you for your username and your password is because this is the same dashboard portal that you'll very soon be using for your tracking and your reporting. And the system just thinks you're trying to access your reporting system now. Don't worry about it. It's just the automated system trying to do what it thinks you want to do. Your client dashboard has not yet been created. In fact, the password has not been created either. The username, though, is your phone number. No dashes, no spaces, no parentheses, just the number. In fact, you'll receive that in just a minute here. I'm sending you a calendar invite, like I said, to your email address. It says localsplashcieng. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me about that.
So the username is going to be my phone number, right?
Yes, it's your phone number without the dashes, spaces, or parentheses.
Okay.
Just the number.
Don't
worry about the password right now. It hasn't been generated yet. The system is just trying to take you to your tracking and your reporting. Your tracking system has not been created yet either. In fact, I think if you were, in fact, able to put in a username and a password, it would give you an error message that the page hasn't been created yet. We will create that content with the client interview that we'll do today at 6 o'clock. And then usually it'll take us about 3 or 4 days for us to build your website and create that content. That's usually when we will text out or email out your password.
Do you have any cell phone number? Because I wanna create for the logo, because I wanna do the logo by myself.
Yeah, you can do that. So just let your client interview technician know when he or she calls at 6 o'clock that you're gonna do your own logo, and then the support at localsplash.com email address, you can email anything to that catch-all email. Just include your phone number or your username, which is basically the same thing, and then we can forward it out to the right department. When you do the client interview today, they'll give you the photos at localsplash.com email address, and that way you can email the photos team directly. But the support email is perfect for anything related to your account. Just put your phone number on there or your username so we can forward that content to the right department. Okay?
Okay. So because I'm in the hurry, because I have the guy.
Yes. Yeah. No problem. You're all set on our end here. It's just going to be that follow-up call at or shortly after 6 o'clock. I'm really glad to get this going for you, and really, I appreciate your patience. I know that we've had to do a couple of phone calls here, as you're often quite busy, but I'm glad that we took the opportunity today and the time to get this set up, and then that follow-up call is at 6. But other than that, it is going to be someone else calling from our client interview team to make that phone call today. So I want to be the first to say welcome aboard.
Okay.
Although we're really excited to get this going and looking forward to getting your phone ringing and earning your business just 1 month at a time. Take care, sir. You enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Thank you too, Aldo. Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.